This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crowe. I'm joined by Michelle Martin, Communications Director for the City of Monroe. And Michelle, it's back to school time. You guys with the City of Monroe have something kind of neat going on, and it's going to help a lot of people.
We hope it's going to help a lot of people, but that's really going to depend on the generosity and love of the people of Monroe. We need your help to get our kids ready for the new school year. We've got a back-to-school supply drive that's going on right now. It wraps up on Friday the 13th. And basically, it's a joint effort between the Monroe Fire Department, the Monroe Police Department, and the city administration. And what we're looking for is obviously school supplies for the kids through K through 12. And so, I mean, it could be anything as simple as a box of crayons to as big as hand sanitizer or the Clorox wipes that are being requested nowadays. But it's definitely a felt need within our community, and we're trying to meet that need.
So you're going to help benefit the kids in the Monroe City school system. And how do I know what to go buy?
Well, I mean, there's any list of school. I mean, a lot of parents have the school list for their own child. What I do whenever we're doing our back to school shopping, we double what we get so that we can help another child in need. And so I just look at that list and just create for a whole nother child. I'm not asking anybody to do that much, you know. Do what your heart compels you to do. Do what you can do through your account. But those are typically guides that help you, you know, figure out what a child needs. And they're typically available at the local retail stores. You can find the list at Walmart. You can also find them in Target as well. Or you can even reach out to the school system. Reach out to Monroe City Schools and be like, what's the need this year?
Or you can just go crazy and buy stuff.
That as well. We're not turning it away.
You need pencils, pens, backpacks?
Backpacks are a felt need, but I mean, a lot of kids already have a backpack. Maybe they have one from the year before. We're not going to turn away backpacks, but I know a lot of things that people need are the crayons, the napkins, the box of Kleenex, pencils, markers.
Do they need the little coronavirus mask, the small sizes, and the hand sanitizer and all of that?
They need hand sanitizer. Masks is a new addition. Obviously, our kids went back to school in masks last year, and they're going to be going this year as well. So that's a great addition to anybody's school supply list, and we are more than happy to accept them.
Okay, you're accepting these through Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Where do I take my supplies?
You can drop your supplies off at City Hall, which is there on Lee Joyner Highway Expressway. You can drop them off at the Public Safety Center on MLK. You can drop them off at any of the Monroe Fire Departments, and you can also drop them off at the police department as well.
And so a joint effort by the fire department, the police department, City Hall, the mayor's office. What do you guys do with them once you collect them? Do y'all distribute them? Do the fire people go out and the police people? How does it work?
We're going to give them to Monroe City Schools and basically, you know, work off of felt needs that way.
Michelle Martin joins us from the City of Monroe. Again, Michelle, I have to have them in by what time on Friday the 13th?
By end of day, Friday the 13th.
That's Michelle Martin, the Communications Director with the City of Monroe. Again, the needs, school supplies. You can pick up a list at a local store and buy those things and just drop them off to your local fire department, police department, or you can bring them down to City Hall or the Public Safety Center on Martin Luther King. I'm Corey Crowe. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of the University of Louisiana, Monroe.